All right, welcome back. Adam the Bull with you here on CBS Sports Radio. And now it's time to talk NFL Draft, which will get underway in 12 days in Dallas this year. I'll be honest, I liked when it was just in New York at Radio City. I don't know why you got to move it all over the country here, but it is what it is. That's fine. Let's talk some NFL Draft with Rob Rang, senior analyst for NFLDraftScout.com. Rob, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Adam. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's good to have you with us. And the draft is fascinating this year because, you know, a lot of years with quarterbacks, it's either one or two things. Either there's one clear guy that's the number one guy, sometimes two, but a lot of times one, or it's a bunch of guys, but none of them are great. This year, it seems like there's a bunch of guys, but that they're all potentially good. I know it's not going to turn out that way, but like, there's a case for what? I've heard people make cases for five different guys being the first quarterback chosen in this draft. How crazy is that?
No, it's remarkable. I mean, I argued that entering this year that this was going to be the year of the quarterback, and it certainly has worked out that way. I mean, obviously, we had a bunch of underclassmen, Josh Rosen, Sam Darnold, who have elected to come out early, just making an already rich crop that much stronger. But you know, your point is well made. I mean, this is a remarkable class. Any one of these quarterbacks could wind up going number one overall. Everybody is focusing on Josh Allen right now. I still believe that Sam Darnold from USC is the best quarterback in this draft class. And if you look at it from a statistical standpoint, obviously the argument can be made for Baker Mayfield to go number one or certainly in the top three. And Josh Rosen, oh, by the way, is just the most polished passer of the group. Lamar Jackson's the elite athlete. Mason Rudolph from Oklahoma State, he could sneak his way into it as well. So, you know, I think when it's all said and done, we may very well see that tie in 1983 draft class that had six quarterbacks in the first round. It's only happened that one time. And so, really, it's a testament to how talented this group of quarterbacks is.
You know, it really is. And you mentioned that you have Sam Darnold as the top guy. On your latest mock draft, I believe you have Josh Allen going number one to the Browns. There has been a lot of buzz about that. You know, who knows with the buzz what's true, what's not. But, I happen to like Josh Rosen the most. But, yeah, you're the scout here. Tell me why Darnold – I know you got Rosen number two on NFLDraftScout.com's quarterback rankings. You got Darnold, Rosen, Allen, Mayfield, Jackson. Why Darnold the best? Why over Rosen? Why over Allen?
Well, for me personally, it comes down to Sam Darnold's ability to anticipate throwing lanes, to be able to maneuver through a cloudy pocket. You know, 2 years ago when Sam Darnold had his incredible breakout redshirt freshman season, he was only sacked nine times. I mean, so you know, he was very well protected. He had a terrific running back in Ronald Jones, who, of course, he had this past season, but he also had three-fifths of an offensive line that wound up getting drafted, as well as a terrific wide receiver in Juju Smith-Schuster. And then this past season, of course, he lost most of his offensive line, lost the big receiver, and still was very productive and still showed poise beyond his years. So that's why, in my opinion, that he should be the first quarterback selected, the first player selected in this draft class, just because I believe as a young man that he's shown the intangibles you're looking for, and he certainly has all the physical traits that you're looking for.
When you look at Josh Rosen, a lot of the critiques we've heard about Rosen, you know, some people I don't know. Personally, I think there's a little agenda that's been pushed by some. I'm certainly not saying you, but some out there about some of the his character has been questioned. And I just think, what has he really done to have his character questioned? Now, some of the injury concerns, to me, that's my biggest concern on Rosen. Do you think some of the character concerns with Rosen have been overplayed?
I think they have been a little bit overplayed. I think anytime you're talking about a player's character, unless they have committed some type of crime and have been, convicted of that, then I think that it is a little unfair to question character. Now, I personally, having scouted Josh Rosen in person, I mean, essentially looked into his eyes before he played that University of Washington game in which he got knocked out, even before the game started. He just didn't look like he wanted to be on that field. He didn't show that kind of steely-eyed determination that you expect from a franchise quarterback. And so I was tweeting prior to that game that it just looked like he was ready to be done with this game, and he didn't last very long when he did get in there. And so those are some of the concerns that I have about him. Does he have that mental toughness? How many games did he win for UCLA down the stretch? Not very many. And so those are some of the concerns I had about him. Again, it's purely a pocket pass in terms of his accuracy, in terms of his ability to read defenses. I mean, he is phenomenal, and that's why I believe that he will wind up being a top-five quarterback. I think he's going to be the most successful out of the gate this year of the quarterbacks. I just don't know that Josh Rosen has the intangibles that you want to wind up leading your team eventually to a Super Bowl.
We're talking with Rob Rang, senior analyst at NFLDraftScout.com. Rob, let's talk about, you know, I think the two most controversial in a way quarterbacks, that's Josh Allen, who some people love him, some people hate him. The stats don't blow you away at all, but the physical, you know, his personal stats in terms of his height and his weight and his athletic ability and his arm strength do blow you away. And then Baker Mayfield, you know, the emotions, are they going to get in his way? Can his game translate to the NFL? It seems to be with Allen and Mayfield a lot more boom and bust in those two guys. Is that fair or no?
I think that is very fair. You know, I mean, I had a conversation with a high-ranking scout who said that Baker Mayfield is his top quarterback on the board. And I said, you're telling me that you want to draft a guy in the first round that was a walk-on at Texas Tech, a walk-on essentially at Oklahoma before he wound up earning that scholarship, as well as the Heisman Trophy, of course. And that was the argument, because the kid is just a playmaker, and he does have that fire that you want. And we all saw the way Oklahoma responded when Baker Mayfield was suspended for the game, with the other captains bringing out his jersey as a representation that he was with them in spirit. And I think that there's something to be said for that, as well as the fact that, you know, he is just an improvisational savant. He reminds me of Russell Wilson in that way, in that he is almost better when the pocket collapses, because he does have such great anticipation. And having watched him in person, going to the Senior Bowl, seeing him there, the ball does come out of his hand a lot better than you think for a relatively short quarterback. He does have legitimate velocity, and I do feel confident that he can play in just about any type of NFL offense, just about any type of field. As far as Josh Allen, you know, you mentioned it, the physical traits are just off the charts. I mean, this is a very impressive young man, just off the bus. 6'5", 237 pounds, all that's great. The arm strength is terrific. The athletic ability, as you mentioned, is terrific. And then the fact that he just built up so much momentum for himself at the Senior Bowl, at the Combine, even at his bowl game when he came back from injuries, nobody would necessarily expected that he would be able to play in the famous Idaho Potato Bowl, but he did and led his team to a win. So he does have some momentum to him. I am very high on both these quarterbacks. I've ranked both of them as first-round players all year long and believe that they are going to wind up being very successful franchise-caliber quarterbacks in the NFL.
Rob, let's talk about some of the best non-quarterbacks in this draft. And I want to start with Bradley Chubb, because this guy just seemed to get better every year in college. Is he even a better prospect than Myles Garrett was last year, who went number one overall?
I think he's a safer prospect. I mean, Myles Garrett was the better athlete, the longer, leaner, more explosive player, but not by much, only by an inch or two and, you know, by a couple of hundredths of a second. But Bradley Chubb is the more polished player at this point in terms of his recognition of what the offense is trying to do, his use of hands, and his versatility. I mean, he was asked to rush upfield as a pass rusher, as well as slide inside at times. His ability to hold up at the point of attack and play the run. So we saw with Myles Garrett, I mean, this past season at the Cleveland Browns, of course, that he wound up struggling with injuries. That was one of the knocks on him at Texas A&M, of course, is that he did struggle with durability. And when he was a little bit less than 100%, then he wasn't nearly as productive. That has never been the case with Bradley Chubb. He's been incredibly durable and consistent player throughout his career at North Carolina State.
We're talking with Rob Rang, senior analyst for NFLDraftScout.com. All right, the guy a lot of people think should go number one overall, I'm not one of those people, but a lot of people do, is Saquon Barkley. And, you know, there's been a lot of hype. I keep hearing people say he's a once-in-a-generational player, although I feel like people were saying that for Fournette and Gurley. And I feel like there's one guy like that every year. Maybe an Elliott, maybe that's unfair. How good is Saquon Barkley?
Well, he's a terrific player. I mean, I think that he is the best player in this draft class. in terms of just pure raw talent and the intangibles that you're looking for, the durability and his fit in today's NFL. I mean, where you're going to not only expect the running back to be able to run up the middle, but also show the speed to get to the outside and be a receiver out of the backfield. And again, the intangibles. It's such an important part of this process. And we talked about players like Todd Gurley or Zeke Elliott. You know, they either struggled with off-field issues or durability, things of that nature, Leonard Fournette as well. So I think that your, again, point is well made as far as it seems like every year they're talking about, oh, this is the once-in-a-generation type of talent. The reason why I believe that you can get away from the idea of Saquon Barkley being the number one overall selection is just because, obviously, the value of the quarterback position. And then, again, the depth of this year's running back class is just phenomenal. And so that's the argument. Why pick a player like Saquon Barkley, as good as he is early, when you can get a Brad, or you can, excuse me, get a Nick Chubb, a Sony Michelle, a Rashad Penny in the second round, and they might be every bit as effective?
Rob, who's getting the least amount of hype of a guy who you think could go in the top 10?
Let's see. I would say probably Denzel Ward, who, in my opinion, is the top cover corner in this draft class. I mean, he has the best feet of any corner in this class. You can make all the arguments you want for a Minkah Fitzpatrick or Auburn's Carlton Davis, who are much bigger players than the 5'10", 185-pound Denzel Ward. But you just watch him cover, and you see the break on the ball, the fluidity in his hips. I mean, this guy can cover receivers like their shadow, and he's very similar to Marshawn Lattimore from Ohio State, of course, who had put Denzel Ward on the bench. But because Ward has experience in the slot, because he has experience playing outside, and because of the incredible success that Buckeye corners and defensive backs have had going into the NFL, that's why I believe that Denzel Ward should go in the top 10, likely will go in the top 10. And I expect him to wind up having a similar type of season when he gets to the NFL, as Lattimore did. And Lattimore just went to the Pro Bowl and helped the Saints become one of the biggest stories in the NFL last year.
How about a guy that is more likely to go later in the first round that you're really high on?
Well, if you wanted to focus on the big guys, you know, as a big guy myself, I'm always going to be focusing on those offensive linemen who can, you know, I think can really make it an impact on a running game. So I would say a player like Isaiah Wynn, the guard from Georgia, who played guard, played tackle. I think that if you put him in on a team like, say, Seattle, for example, I think that they can correct their running game and really make an immediate impact. And Leighton Vander Esch, a linebacker from Boise State, the player I've been really high on this entire process, and he really had a spectacular combine performance. Again, the intangibles you like. And in today's modern era of NFL football, as you well know, I'm sure, you know, guys that can cover sideline to sideline and they can rush the passer and also drop into coverage, truly play three-down linebacker roles, are worth their weight in gold. And Leighton Vander Esch has been a little bit underrated throughout this process. Everybody wants to focus in on the Buckus Award winner, Roquan Smith, and the upside of Virginia Tech's Tremaine Edmonds, and for good reason, both are terrific players who should go off the board in the top 15 picks. But if you get Leighton Vander Esch outside of those top 15 picks, he may wind up being every bit as productive as a rookie and throughout his career as those other two highly regarded linebackers.
Just 12 days away. Can't wait for the 2018 NFL Draft. Rob, appreciate the time. Keep up the great work.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me.